This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Department of Homeland Security on Saturday ordered emergency agency FEMA to help care for a growing number of migrant children arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border. More than 3,600 migrant children were being held in the United States border facilities as of Thursday morning. The Senate Judiciary Committee recently held a hearing to consider civil rights attorney Vanita Gupta for Associate U.S. Attorney General. That would be the number three spot in the Department of Justice. Gupta is facing immense scrutiny from Republican senators. Gupta called the confirmation of now Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett illegitimate. She called Judge Kavanaugh a privileged lifelong partisan. The Senate Judiciary Committee must vote to move forward Gupta's nomination before the full Senate has a chance to confirm her nomination. Uncertainty why only 75% of the House of Representatives is confirmed as vaccinated against the coronavirus is starting a debate whether the chamber can return to normal. USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Former general counsel for the Hillary Clinton 2016 presidential campaign and John Kerry 2004 presidential campaign, Mark Elias is in some hot water. Jeremy Scott with the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Mark Elias led a team of attorneys to file lawsuits to expand ballot access in swing states. Republicans and former President Trump criticized him, saying that he was being used by Democrats to steal the 2020 election. The Epoch Times reports that Elias has been sanctioned by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit, and several of his colleagues were admonished. The sanctions are for an ethics violation and submitting a redundant and misleading filing.
Elias is the head of the political law practice at Perkins Coie, a large Seattle-based law firm with many political clients. Boxing legend Marvelous Marvin Hagler has died at 66. A post on Hagler's website read that the boxer died of natural causes on March 13th near his home in New Hampshire. Hagler had recently gotten his COVID-19 vaccine and was complaining of breathing problems when he was taken to the hospital. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
NFL quarterback Drew Brees, with the help of his children, has a major announcement.
After 15 years in the Saints and 20 years in the NFL,
our dad is finally going to retire.
So we can spend more time with us. Yay!
Okay, I'll say it. Who's a better quarterback, Drew Brees or Tom Brady? Not counting the Super Bowl rings, but passing accuracy, Brady led the league in completion percentage just once, 68.9% in 2007. Mr. Brees did so in 2009, 2010, 2011, 2017, 2018, and his best year in 2019, he completed 74.3% of his passes. Drew started his NFL career when he was drafted out of Purdue in 2001 by the San Diego Chargers. In 2006, he went to the New Orleans Saints, winning one Super Bowl ring in 2010. There's some bad news for the Duke basketball team. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Undergraduate students at Duke University will be confined to their dorm rooms for the next week due to an outbreak of COVID on campus. The school says nearly 200 students are quarantining after a positive COVID test, with another 200 isolating as a result of contact tracing. Until Sunday, March 21st, all coursework will be done remotely, common spaces are being closed, and students living off campus are being told to stay home. The school's basketball team withdrew from its conference tournament last week because of a positive COVID-19 test.
With a 95% graduation rate, Duke University is in Durham, North Carolina. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, happy Monday to you, America. How you doing? 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com or BillMartinezShow.com. Either one will get you right there, and you can be in the flow of the know. Of course, a lot being reported over the weekend. Of course, border. And, you know, the Democrats would all want to blame Donald Trump. And, I mean, there's a clear delineation of what was happening at our border during the Trump administration versus what's happening now. And the policies of this current administration is what is flooding our border. And they just cannot be served. But somehow they're trying to figure out how to blame Donald Trump. How do you blame conservatives for allowing people to storm the border? Well, Governor Greg Abbott was, you know, right there in Texas. He was right there at the border. And he had a lot to say from an eyewitness report that he shared with Maria Bartiromo over the weekend. Listen to what he had to say.
The dramatic increase in the influx of people coming across the border. Remember this, as you were kind of pointing out, it's the Biden open border policies that are inviting even more illegal immigration and actually have created this humanitarian crisis. As you know, I went down to the border this past week and I met with Border Patrol officers. And here's what they told me. The Border Patrol officers themselves told me that they informed the Biden administration that because of the policy changes, it was going to lead to this massive surge that we are just now beginning to see, knowing that it's going to be getting far worse in the coming months. They also said that the reason for the change, the reason for the increase in the influx, is because of the policy change by the Biden administration. More importantly, though, Maria, is this challenge, and that is the Border Patrol officers told me that the Biden administration policies, they are enriching and they are empowering the drug cartels in Mexico who make money off of the people that they assist in smuggling them into the state of Texas. The cartels make money off of these migrants that you and your viewers see on TV. They also told me about the escalating numbers of the people coming across the border. Some quick numbers real quick. And that is over all of last year in the Rio Grande Valley sector alone. So for your viewers in Texas, Texas has several Border Patrol sectors. In the Rio Grande Valley sector alone, all of last year, they made 90,000 apprehensions. Already this year, in the first 2.5 months of this year, they've made about 110,000 apprehensions. Including in those apprehensions are 800 criminal aliens who have previously been arrested and exported from the United States, 78 sex offenders, and 62 gang members, which include MS-13 gangs. And so, Maria, in response to this, we had to launch what I call Operation Lone Star. Let me tell you what what this operation does. Okay. What the cartels do, they surge all these people to the border, and they fully occupy all the Border Patrol agents. And when those Border Patrol agents are occupied, they know that there are gaps along the border. And what the cartels do, they surge people through those gaps. Operation Lone Star includes National Guard as well as Texas Department of Public Safety officers to fill those gaps to prevent the cartels from bringing across the border the most dangerous criminal elements as well as the opioids that they're trying to smuggle across the border.
Let's go ahead and stop it there. This is the reality. This is what's happening at the border, and it's a clear demarcation here. This is life before Donald Trump, or life with Donald Trump, and life before Joe Biden. Now we've got Joe Biden's policies. Clearly, there's a cause and effect relationship, and there's just not enough spinning that the mainstream media can do to dilute us, you know, from that reality. The other thing to look at, and we've been talking about this. We talked last week with Maria Espinoza from the Remembrance Project, and that is the amount of money that is involved here. We talked about coyotes, and you know they're talking about anywhere from $8,000 to $12,000 per head. But they have an update on the border crossing fees. Migrants from Mexico, they'll charge anywhere from $1,500 to $2,500 per head. Okay, and this is what the coyotes are getting. From Central America, $8,000 to $15,000, and if they're coming from overseas, $40,000 to $50,000 per head. This is big business, ladies and gentlemen. This is why this is happening here at our expense. Now, think about it. The cartels, as Maria had mentioned, Bartiromo, that cartels are selling kids at $3,200 per head. Now, you've got to understand, I mean, this is like modern-day slavery that's taking place here in a nation that supposedly is so sensitive about slavery in our past, and we have slavery right now and in our future that is at our border that is taking place, and somehow it's okay. Somehow, you know, we just heard, and we want to argue about all the wrong things, about kids in cages and all this other inhumane type of stuff that's going on, but we have little idea as to the total consequence of what's going on in the border. But this is what happens when lawlessness takes over and we abandon morality. And somehow we want to think that the elites, the ruling elites of our country, have a handle on it. They don't have a handle on this. This is an absolute mess. This is chaotic. And the source of all this and all this chaos is the fact that we want to ignore truth. We want to ignore the facts. And it's all ironic because here we are when it comes to COVID. We want to be so sensitive about the facts and science and all that, right? But when it comes to other things, we just kind of want to pick and choose and think, okay, well, this matches up a particular narrative. I just do not understand. And I think it's much more diabolical than just letting people come into this country that are future, you know, Democratic voters. It's much more pernicious than this. You know, I think that maybe some of the Democrats and some of the powers to be think that, if we hear the politicians talking on news sound bites that, oh, it's about the future of the Democratic Party. It's worse than that. It's not about future Democratic voters. This is about the implosion of the American dream, the absolute destruction of America as we know it, as we grew up with. This is what's coming in. I mean, this is a full-blown attack, and if we open up the borders and implode ourselves, then this serves the ultimate purpose of a one-world government, something much more diabolical than you can even realize. And you think it's all about Nancy Pelosi, or you think it's about Chuck Schumer or Joe Biden? No, it's worse than that, ladies and gentlemen. And we're starting to see what's going on with the communist Chinese and what they continue to do and perpetrate and how their policies are impacting. I mean, it started out with COVID, and they have just gone absolutely just power hungry and have put the press on all our resources here. And meanwhile, they've gotten away with it. I mean, look what they've done. I mean, the trillions of dollars in GDP that they have cost the world because of what they've perpetrated on the world in the name of COVID. And then meanwhile, you know, we're sitting here trying to finesse all this stuff, and Dr. Fauci is trying to maintain some sort of relevance by suggesting that, you know, there's more virulence on the way, that this is metastasizing and we're getting other variants. And so somehow that keeps him relevant. And, you know, we have to keep listening to him.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Hi, I'm Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ in the languages people were born to speak. The Indian government has tightened restrictions on out-of-country contributions to non-governmental organizations. New laws in some states also restrict Christians from fully practicing their faith and witnessing to others. The government's goal may be to hinder Christianity, but the Tide Ministry is determined to continue in its mission. We will persist in airing evangelistic programs in places like India so that people can hear in their own language the truth about Jesus. Our listeners compel us to persevere as they respond to being touched by the love of Jesus Christ through the Tide Ministry. One listener recently wrote, "When I listened to your program, I was blessed. My family members also listened to the program, and we are interested in learning more about Jesus Christ." To learn more about the Tide Outreach in India and how you can help spiritually hungry people hear about Jesus in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
People have got to be activated, and if we're going to hold on to this country, I mean, you have this sense that it's kind of slipping through our fingers. I mean, we passed this incredible, you know, COVID-19 stimulus. which is ridiculous. 9-10% of it is actually to COVID. The rest of it is to Democratic bailouts. I mean, this is unbelievable. You know, what this government is doing to we the people. I mean, blue state bailouts, $500 billion of the near $2 trillion of the people's money. People's money is really our kids and our grandkids' money. $400 billion for abortions. And you ready for this? Got to pay off the unions. Boy, they elected the Democratic president, Joe Biden, and they're beholden. And so the union says, okay, you know, time to pony up. $130 billion. $130 billion. Amazing, huh? And this is what's going on with your money. Race-based subsidies, environmental justice grants. Ah, let's do, we'll throw in $5 billion. So what does that have to do with COVID? But here it is. It's all about supposedly COVID and then $1,400 if you're lucky. If you make under $70,000 a year, you're lucky to get that. And but if you're a federal employee, which you make well over $70,000, $100,000 plus they're making, they get 15 stimulus checks of $1,400 because they get up to 15 days of leave to take care of their kids. So what is so special about the bureaucrats and the bureaucracy that they get special treatment over we the people? And that we get to pay with our money. This is what's going on here. This is the reality of today's America, that we are continuing to be pressed into service beyond our capacity. Because you know what's coming next. And Nancy Pelosi kind of dodged this one a little bit, said, well, you know, we'll have to wait and see, you know, what happens. Get ready. The taxes, they are coming. Anyway, getting back to what we were talking about in the first segment regarding, you know, what's been going on at the border and how dangerous that is there. Senator Cornyn was on with Maria Bartiromo over the weekend as well, and he was spelling out, you know, the kind of danger of what is going on here in terms of the smuggling of illegals. You know, we've said many times, this is one of those HR booms, those human resource booms for illegal activity and the cartels. Listen to what Senator Cornyn had to say.
Well, they are literally coming from all over the world. What people need to understand is these are criminal organizations, and they trade in things that make them money, whether it's trafficking and sex, women and children for sex, whether it's drugs, illegal drugs like the 70, which killed 70,000 Americans just in the last couple of years on an annual basis. And, of course, the people who want to come from Central America and Mexico. But to your point, these criminal organizations have networks all around the world, and it's just a matter of price. If you want to come from Mexico, it's one price, about $3,000 to $4,000. If you want to come from a little farther away, like Central America, there's a premium paid for that. If you want to come from Europe or the Middle East, and many countries of special interest and concern to the United States government, if you pay the price, $15,000 or so, maybe more, then you can make it through these criminal networks. So this is not just people fleeing poverty or violence in Central America. These are people literally coming from all around the world, and we don't know who they are.
Well, clearly. I mean, how does this make sense? Why is it that we are not, you know, pushing back in a dramatic sort of way? What is it that Joe Biden is thinking? I mean, we had a policy that seemed to be working. We were keeping people on the other side of the border until they could be processed. But no, because of the hatred for Donald Trump, you know, and everything that Donald Trump did had to be wrong, just had to be absolutely wrong. And thank God for Joe Biden and the Democrats and Kamala Harris to come in and straighten everything out. I mean, this is upside down. I mean, we don't want to be energy independent anymore. I mean, let's get rid of, you know, all these jobs, XL pipeline, and let's ingratiate the communist Chinese. The communist Chinese are going to get a bigger win out of this thing than the United States. You got to know that right off the bat. And right now, when the communist Chinese have made it clear, and it's becoming more and more clear every day, that they are positioning themselves and have all along to be dominant. They want to be what America is and then some, in a most powerful way. At least with America, some sense of democracy and fair play, but that's not going to happen with the communist Chinese. And meanwhile, we have the enemies within us that Trevor Loudon has been talking about for years, that you've got all these families that have sold themselves out to the communist Chinese interest. And Peter Schweitzer was on over the weekend, and again revealing what has been going on, whether it's with Mitch McConnell's wife and all the money that's exchanged there, the Biden Corporation, Nancy Pelosi and her husband. I mean, it's the old saying. You just follow the money. And these are our elected officials that are selling us out, ladies and gentlemen. And you keep electing them. You know, America keeps them in position. Now, you may come back and say, well, you know, that's because they rigged or whatever. Well, it doesn't matter. They're in position and they are in control. And it's only going to get worse. Because you matter so little to them. I mean, forget about what they say. Look at what they're doing. And they continue to do. How are they protecting us when they leave our southern border so wide open? We went through this before with Barack Obama. Our national security was compromised. And we get a common sense chief executive officer who runs for president of the United States, gets elected because he says, hey, look, it makes sense, right? We need to get control of our southern border. Yes, build the wall. And so we elect him president. And, of course, that upset the powers to be. Not to mention all the pushback on the communist Chinese. And what do? They release this virus upon the world. I mean, this is from their own scientists that are reporting this. It's not here in the United States. Their own scientists, the ones that could talk, the ones that have managed to survive and escaped, you know, the stronghold of the communist Chinese. We know what they're about. I mean, these are the same people that, I mean, you talk about the horrendous humanitarian, you know, offenses that they're doing just on the Uyghurs, for example. Harvesting their organs? Is that sick? I mean, this is what they're doing. And meanwhile, the world is silent because they're beholden to the communist Chinese. They can't speak out. Because they've taken so much money, they've sold their souls, just like here in the United States. And we've had, you know, important people that are supposed to protect us from all enemies, foreign and domestic. And they've sold us out. They're making their money. You know, the Biden Corporation, the Biden family business, they're doing okay. Elaine Chao, she's doing fine. You know, Mitch McConnell's wife. You know, the Pelosi's. You know, they've all got their fingers in the Chinese till here. They're so beholden to the Chinese that there's no loyalty to America. Because ultimately, as they see it, it's all going to a one-world government. We'll talk a little bit more about that a little bit later on with Phil Hotzenpiller when he comes on in the second hour. Because this is the reality, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, we've known this to be coming. People of faith have been reading about this for a long time, that there would be that movement for a one-world government, and here it is. It's knocking on our door. So what are we to do? Well, people of faith, keep the faith. Stay activated. Stay in line with what God is doing. Because what will happen is just what always happens, and that is the illegitimate eventually is exposed for what it is, and it will come crumbling down. It will have to give way to the legitimate. That will happen. But meanwhile, the road that we must go and the pain that we must experience as a result of this journey that we're on, I'll tell you, without God, good luck. So we want to hang on to God as much as possible and be aligned with God's purposes for these times that are coming upon us.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Financial Industry Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount $500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Department of Homeland Security on Saturday ordered emergency agency FEMA to help care for a growing number of migrant children arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border. More than 3,600 migrant children were being held in the United States border facilities as of Thursday morning. The Senate Judiciary Committee recently held a hearing to consider civil rights attorney Vanita Gupta for Associate U.S. Attorney General. That would be the number three spot in the Department of Justice. Gupta is facing immense scrutiny from Republican senators. Gupta called the confirmation of now Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett illegitimate. She called Judge Kavanaugh a privileged lifelong partisan. The Senate Judiciary Committee must vote to move forward Gupta's nomination before the full Senate has a chance to confirm her nomination. Uncertainty why only 75% of the House of Representatives is confirmed as vaccinated against the coronavirus is starting a debate whether the chamber can return to normal. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Before the top of the hour, welcome back. Bill Martinez here. We've got DeRoy Murdoch with us now, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, and founding member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network. Hey, DeRoy, how you doing, buddy?
Bill, how are you? It's good to talk to you.
Hey, good talking to you. You're in Florida. I'm in California. We switched places a little bit, but I don't blame you for leaving New York with all the craziness that's going on there. I mean, it's turning into a bit of a war zone.
It's a war zone. It's been like Dr. Zhivago. I think it finally warmed up a day or two ago. But I left, I think on February 25th, so is it two Thursdays ago, for CPAC. And I left Orlando. I went to St. Petersburg, enjoyed the Salvador Dali Museum, which is tremendous. Visited friends in Palm Beach. And then I've been here in Miami enjoying myself. And it's, I tell you, it's been a bit like leaving East Germany and coming to West Germany.
I mean, I bet.
Everything's open here. People are walking around. People are happy. I don't see for sale and for lease signs all over the place. You know, storefronts covered with plywood and graffiti like I did in New York. I mean, it's at some point I got to go back, but I'm in no hurry to. It's nice to be here in the free world in Florida.
Yeah, I hear you. And meanwhile, the attacks are mounting up against the governor of Florida because how dare he think that his minions should be free according to the U.S. Constitution?
Yeah, how dare he let his people actually enjoy health, which the COVID-19 pandemic has not been so anywhere as brutal in Florida as it has been in New York. And they've got their freedom and they've got their prosperity. People are outside working, enjoying themselves. The restaurants are full. I went to the movies for the first time in about a year on Sunday. Mm. And it's just tremendous down here. And I tell you, it's the my only complaint is Miami's unbelievably windy. It's like a wind tunnel down here.
Yes.
But other than that, it's tremendous, and it's just nice to see people enjoying freedom and prosperity rather than oppression and misery as we have been in New York for almost a year now.
Yeah, DeRoy, I mean, it has to be a bit of a culture shock, like you say, coming, you know, from New York and with all that has happened there, I mean, in New York City and, of course, the state itself, a lot of issues with the governor. And it's quite interesting that what seems to be the bigger problem is sexual harassment versus the death of 15,000 seniors.
It is amazing and disturbing that most of the headlines and we finally got the press to focus on Cuomo and his huge shortcomings, as you say, is the I guess the allegations by I think now six women who say mm-hmm. that he sexually harassed them, treated them inappropriately, and so on, and he ought to be punished for that. But we have a much bigger problem here, which is as many as 15,000 dead people who died needlessly as a result of his policy of taking COVID-19 positive people, putting them in nursing homes, prohibiting the nursing homes from testing these folks to determine whether or not they're COVID-19 positive. We're not allowed to give them tests. And number three, until about 6 weeks after that order, which was March 25 of last year, you could be COVID-19 positive and get a job in a nursing home. I mean, this is unbelievable.
Yes.
And we just learned yesterday that there was a similar order for facilities for mentally handicapped, mentally disabled people, and apparently that order is still in place, and I'm not sure what the number is, but apparently there are people in those facilities who also were exposed to COVID-19 people. I assume they got sick, and some of them might may have died as well. So I don't know what this man was thinking, but he has got lots of blood in his fingers, not just seniors and elderly people, but now mentally disabled people.
Yeah.
And then he's got the sexual harassment problem. This is no doubt, he is no doubt the single worst governor in the United States of America, and he cannot resign quickly enough and be prosecuted and thrown in prison swiftly enough for my taste.
Well, DeRoy, being a professional journalism that you are, it's got to be, you know, disheartening for you in terms of looking at your profession to see how this governor has been supported and the cover that he has gotten by all these media outlets, and including the people that awarded him an Emmy. Here he was, the poster child, the COVID czar, hero of the country, if not the world. And now, it wasn't that we were totally devoid of knowing what was going on. It was the media just chose deliberately not to give him cover. But now, on the other side of the elections, they don't need him anymore. So his useful idiocy is no longer required, and so now he's out there on his own, I guess.
I guess that's the case. The election's over, and Trump is neutralized in Mar-a-Lago, et cetera, so they don't need to hold him up as a counterexample, if you will. I think it's part of it. I just also think that it's just gotten, it's become very impossible, very, very difficult to ignore all of these mounting problems that he's got, the nursing home problem, the sexual harassment, now the mentally disabled homes. You can hide so many things for a little while, but after a while, it's like whack-a-mole. Once the moles,
right.
Once 18 moles are coming at you,
yeah, right.
You can't whack them hard enough.
Exactly. How does he survive? I'm surprised that
he's for this guy for so long.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, how does he survive, DeRoy? I'm surprised he's lasted this long.
I just think that the calls for his resignation or impeachment are just going to grow. You've got not being fueled by Republicans. It's being fueled by Democrats who had it. And I think a big part of it is not just the incompetence, the dead bodies, the women who say they've been harassed, et cetera, but apparently he's not a nice guy. He's not very likable.
Right.
Now, there have been incompetent people who are nice folks, and so there isn't any great sense of rage towards them because he feels sorry for them or some sense of empathy or sympathy or what have you.
Right.
The previous governor of Connecticut, whose name slips me at the moment, but he's apparently a big spending Democrat, totally incompetent, but from all I could gather, a very nice man, and so people gave him a long leash because he was so likable.
Right.
Apparently, Cuomo has a major anger management problem. The way he deals with people is to scream at them, yell at them, threaten them. Ron Kim, who's a state lawmaker in Albany, has been very vocal about how he felt threatened by Cuomo. Apparently his wife started crying, thought that he might, lose his career or be threatened. I think people feel a sense of almost physical danger from him. And so because of that, I think when people see him in trouble, they don't think, okay, let's rally around Cuomo and save him. They think, hey, here's a great opportunity to get rid of this bum, rid ourselves of this bully, and get him out of their hair. So, as they say, be nice to people on the way up because you need them to be nice to you on the way down.
Exactly. That saying, once again, proves itself to be true. But sometimes, people have to learn the hard way. Now, DeRoy, I want to shift gears on this, on election security. It would appear the Democratic Party wants weak election security. They are all in to make sure that we no longer have a free and fair election.
I think you're absolutely right. I gave a speech at CPAC a couple of weeks ago, and I made the point that the Democratic Party is the party of vote fraud. You see this time and time again. They're the party that pushed the mass mail-in ballots last year using COVID-19 as an excuse. They're the ones who put in these drop-off ballot drop boxes on the streets, not supervised. People could stuff them at 3 in the morning when nobody's looking with
right.
ballots. There was legitimate, illegitimate, filled out by real voters, filled out by children, filled out by foreign citizens. Who knows? They're the ones who are fighting against vote right at every opportunity. There was a bill in the Virginia state legislature, I believe in 2015, if I remember correctly, and it was a very simple bill. It said, look, if you have an election where you have more registered voters than you have eligible people over 18, there ought to be an investigation to figure out how that happened. Mm-hmm. That bill, totally commonsensical, was vetoed by Democrat Governor Terry McAuliffe of Virginia. I mean, what is the innocent explanation for that? I can't
exactly.
think of one.
Right.
So you look at each and every opportunity to have clean elections, elections that are supervised, that are overseen properly, and time and time and time again, you see the Democrats in the way saying, we don't want ID, don't clean the voter rolls, observers can't come in and watch us count. They are the party of vote fraud. They're pushing this thing full speed ahead, and now we've got this horrible bill called H.R. 1, which passed the House, which would take all of these really dreadful measures from last election in November and add them to the U.S. Code so they'll become permanent. This bill is now before the Senate, and everybody within the sound of your voice and mine, you've got to contact his or her senator and tell them to vote no on H.R. 1 and make sure we defeat this thing, or we will not have free elections in this country ever again.
We got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from DeRoy Murdoch after this.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Okay. Indeed knows unexpected demand can stretch your business thin.
Leon speaking.
Like at Leon's Plumbing.
Sorry, quick as we can get there is next Friday.
To stay out of hot water, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. Don't take on the IRS alone. If you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. The experts at Optima specialize in a powerful IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-498-3622. 800-498-3622. 800-498-3622.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with DeRoy Murdoch, nationally syndicated columnist, founding member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network, and Fox News contributor based out of Manhattan. We were just talking about the H.R. 1, which it's quite curious. If the Democrats were so sure about the legitimacy of the 2020 election, why is it that they are pushing H.R. 1 to codify all the illegal jury rigging that they thrust upon the American voters?
Well, I think they had an excuse, I think a flimsy excuse, but they did have an excuse last year, which is, well, you have COVID-19, it's not safe to leave your house, and so you've got to vote at home, and so on and so on. Well, you know, thankfully we've got the vaccines going into arms, we've got the death rates and infection rates dropping. So by November 2022, two Novembers from now, they won't be able to lean back on COVID-19 as an excuse. That'll be gone. Mm. So they need to have some other way of essentially taking their cheating ways and putting them into the U.S. Code, where once that something is a statute, it's going to be very, very hard to reverse. You also notice that this is not H.R. 385 or H.R. 471. This is H.R. 1. Mm. The Democrats, both parties, pick the numbers of bills when they control either the House or the Senate, you know, the first 10, 15 numbers, and they put the priority measures to attach to those numbers. H.R. 1 tells you that this is the number one priority of Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats, and that is, again, to take what would be the traditional free and fair elections we've all known throughout the years, and instead bake into the cake these unbelievably, I think, dishonest, unfair, and borderline criminal type of voting measures that we saw last November, and put them into the U.S. Code, where they're going to be part of our lives, from this point onward. Which is why this entire bill needs to be defeated in the Senate, or not even brought up for a vote.
Well, do they think that the Republicans are not going to react to this? I mean, to me, it's like, okay, you set new rules, just kind of like with ballot harvesting, what they did in California. And the Republicans said, okay, you got away with it. You kind of snuck it in. And so tit for tat. And if ballot harvesting is the name of the game, that's what we're going to do. So now we're going to have, separate committees just dealing with a fraudulent voting process that's going to go to a whole nother science.
scientific level of cheating that's going to happen on both sides. Don't you see that, you know, spreading out? It just doesn't, you know, I don't see it as something that just serves the Democrats. I think the Republicans are going to end up having to get some dirt in their spirits and hands all over this as well if they're going to compete.
Well, a couple things. That is easier to do if you have states running elections. You know, if the Democrats play games in one state, they are changing the legislature, or at least in other states, they can see what's happening and adapt their behavior. What another thing H.R. 1 would do is basically federalize control of elections. It wouldn't be controlled by states. It would be controlled by Washington, D.C. And also, if there's any appeal or objection to any of these measures, you can't just walk into a federal court in Texas, Louisiana, Florida, Montana. You've got to file your objections in the D.C. Circuit Court, which is generally run by Democrats. I'm sure with Schumer in charge and Biden making nominations, they'll do their best to make sure that vote, that court is controlled by the left.
Exactly.
And they're not going to be hostile, or they're not going to be very happy or very friendly towards any objections by Republicans who file suits. So, again, another effort to cook the books, not even let people have access to the regular court system to say, no, you must have your appeal heard in this particular court that we control. That's the kind of game these people play. But you're right. Whatever the rules are, the Republicans will do their best to respond, and you can find yourself, again, with the unintended consequences of an even more twisted, twisted election system becoming even more twisted as Republicans do their best to try to squirm through these new under regulations and restrictions that Democrats are trying to impose.
Yeah, it's it is amazing, and already I think that I was reading the other day that Arizona is trying to make some moves, preemptive moves, to, you know, I guess to try to serve as some sort of chess piece move to block some of these you know, federal ideas, you know, that would take them out of the picture, and some are touting as that as this possibly being the model and standard for future states as well. But if H.R. 1 passes, this could be a moot issue, right?
It could be. If H.R. 1 passes, you know, the federal government will override whatever good happens in Arizona under Governor Ducey, or here in Florida under Governor DeSantis, mm-hmm. or anywhere else. We've got some sensible lawmakers who actually believe in election integrity. You know, I do think at the state level, in the states where the GOP controls the legislatures and the governor, they ought to do their best to clean up these elections. They'd be going to cleaning the voter rolls regularly. This nonsense of same-day registration has to stop. You need to register, you know, a couple weeks before the election at least, so people can determine, are you an American citizen or are you a foreign citizen? Are you over 18 or not? Do you have a felony record which would prevent you from voting or not? If you go in and vote with same-day registration, which is what the Democrats want, you show up, you go on election day at 6 p.m., they may discover later on, oh, God, that guy was a felon, or, oh, he wasn't even an American citizen, but it's too late. Your ballot has already gone through and been counted.
Exactly.
This is absurd, awful, and horrible. And, again, there's no innocent explanation for almost all of these terrible things the Democrats are trying to do to our election system.
Yeah, not to mention the fact that, hey, how about just people who are alive get to vote? You know,
dead.
Yeah, I mean, just a simple common sense kind of thing.
I'm honoring the dead and you know, remembering them and giving them all the respect they deserve in the afterlife, but I'm not for giving them the vote. I think I draw the line before that.
I'm right with you on it. Hey, let's talk this $1.9 trillion boondoggle. One senator, Republican senator, forced them to actually read the bill, which most senators probably would not have. It would just been read by staff. But they took some time and they read the bill, some almost 600 pages of all kinds of trinkets and payoff, political payoffs to the Democratic allies.
Yeah, I like the word trinkets. Maybe a little more positive word than I'd use. But, yeah, this thing is just full of all sorts of nonsense, ridiculous spending. It even has there was an effort by Ted Cruz, Tom Cotton, and Bill Cassidy, Louisiana, three senators, to forbid any of these stimulus checks from going to prisoners, people who are locked up often for mass murder or what have you. And the Democrats actually voted that down, so they want prisoners to get stimulus checks. There's also money in there for National Endowment for the Arts, National Endowment for the Humanities. There's money in there to preserve American Indian languages. $350 billion to bail out largely Democrat states that have treated their fiscal policy recklessly. Uncle Sam's going to ride to the rescue, giving $350 billion to shore up their pension funds and whatnot. And only about 9% of this bill, only 9% actually goes to fighting COVID-19. So it's almost a false flag operation to take this sort of Democrat Christmas wish list and put the name COVID across the top. And all of a sudden, oh, my God, we want to stop the pandemic. Let's vote for this. 91% of this bill has nothing to do with COVID-19.
That's amazing. And in here, the Boston bomber, which the people are already paying for anyway, maybe you should return that money to pay for some of the meals that we've been giving him, right?
Yeah, or maybe to pay for the medical bills for the people who he injured and maybe pay for the funerals of the people he killed. That might be a good thing for him to do, I suppose. But, yeah, if he would get a check, Son of Sam, who killed, I don't know, was it 8, 9 people back in the 70s or 80s, mm-hmm. he'll get a check. Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, he'll get a check. And, you know, if you're in prison, you can't stimulate the economy. I mean, how are you going to stimulate the economy behind bars?
Yes.
And again, I think most people would say, well, you know what, this, let's not give those folks any money. That was actually passed by the Democrats on a party line vote. So that not only did they sort of slip this in, they had an effort to block this, and the Democrats affirmatively voted to give these paychecks, these stimulus checks to prisoners. They had an opportunity to shut that down, and they did not. So the Democrats are on board as being in favor of giving stimulus checks to federal and state inmates, including mass murderers, people on death row, what have you. I mean, this is not the party of LBJ. This is not the party of JFK. This is not the party of Hubert Humphrey, Walter Mondale, or even Bill Clinton. These are total, complete left-wing, far, far left radicals, Marxists, and probably even communists. So we're in bad shape with these folks. The sooner we can send them back to the private sector, the better.
Yes, exactly. Well, because Nancy Pelosi said that we're so fortunate to have them because they could have other jobs. Well, I think they need to discover those other jobs sooner than later. I'm with you on that one. The other thing, too, they took care of the bureaucrats. I mean, here they are doling out to the minions. You know, we're sitting there begging for a $1,400 check, but yet they offered 15 $1,400 checks to federal employees who had to be off of work because their children were not in classes. And it didn't even say, you know, whether they were in college or grade school or anything like that. It's just kind of like, well, if they're not in class, so how are they, you know, you know how they're going to work that system.
Oh, sure. Well, you know, that's pretty amazing. Now, I would think that federal bureaucrats would be eligible just by virtue of the fact they're American citizens. So I don't know if this is on top of everything else or what, but, you know, the bureaucracy under the Congress and the bureaucracy on the left in Washington, D.C., take very good care of each other.
Oh, yeah.
People have some of the best-paid jobs in the country. They get paid way more than the average American.
Well, most are making six figures plus, right, DeRoy?
They say, well, we're sacrificing for the public service. Well, they're sacrificing by making more money than people for whom they work, which not exactly my idea of sacrifice.
No. Well, they're making six figures, most of them, and they're going to be eligible for their program while everybody else is, what is it, 80,000, 70,000 is the cutoff?
Something up like about 70,000, I think it is.
Yeah, right.
Five, somewhere there.
So, but they...
You can't fire these people. I mean, having a federal job is just the closest thing to permanent employment as we have in the society.
Yeah, well... Ronald Reagan said as much. He's the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, founding member of the Project 21 Black Leadership. DeRoy Murdoch has been with us. DeRoy, thank you as always. Have fun there in Miami.
Very good, Bill. Thanks.
Take care, buddy.
Take care.
Bye.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion-dollar industry. Text tech to 800-480-4542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.